And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And we invite you to visit us at FredandJeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the Grand Old Program on iTunes.
Stay connected to Fred and Jeff.
Yeah, because we need friends.
Well, you need friends.
I need friends.
You need friends.
I'm very bored. No one to hang out with.
Yeah, whatever.
Although there's tons of stuff to be doing right around this time of year.
Yeah, and we have an action-packed show today. It's our monthly downtown show, so we got a lot of cool stuff going on downtown. But before we get into that, I wanted to give a quick plug to the Tucson, the 22nd annual Tucson, it's the Tucson International Jewish Film Festival, and the kickoff is Thursday night at 7 o'clock. At the Loft. And Fred, one of your favorite all-time TV shows is going to be highlighted. It's going to be The Simpsons and Other Jewish Families, An Evening with Mike Reese.
Wow.
It's a longtime writer-producer of The Simpsons presents a hilarious evening featuring rare clips and inside stories from one of the longest-running TV shows in history.
Yeah, I think they're on their 90th season.
90th?
Or something like that.
Yeah. So it's $10. It's at the Loft. Starts at 7, adults only. How much more fun could you have with your pants on?
I don't know, Jeff. I just don't know.
I'll draw you a picture.
All right.
So everybody, you know, go down and get into that one, because I'm sure this thing's going to sell out like that.
Oh, I'm sure it will, too.
And,
I mean, those
and
kind of events at the Loft, and they have a lot of them, are very popular, and they do sell out very quickly. So if you want to participate, make sure you go to the Loft. I think it's loftcinema. Or Tucson Cinema. If you go to fredandjeff.com, we'll have the link to the Loft.
Right. The where I bought my tickets was on tucsonjcc.org. So Tucson Jewish Community Center, tucsonjcc.org. And you just hit the film festival and whammo, you can get your tickets there.
Cool.
Lots of stuff going on. So, folks, we have so much stuff going on today. Oh, you said you didn't have anything.
No, I have a couple things.
Oh.
One of them I had to cross off because one of our guests is going to talk about it.
Okay.
But hockey in the desert, Jeffrey.
Hockey in the desert.
So the Arizona ice hockey team.
It's hard not to say Ice Cats, isn't it?
It is very hard to say. They're playing January 11th and 12th. And the 17th and 18th and 19th. I mean, there's a lot of hockey coming up this month, and it goes through February. But we'll talk about the 11th and 12th. They're playing Liberty, and it's Tucson Schools Night and Tucson Roller Hockey Night, those two nights. So go out and see.
What? Roller hockey, did you say?
Roller hockey. So there's not a sheet of ice in Tucson all the time, because we used to have a 24/7 365 sheet of ice, but now it doesn't exist anymore. So people who play ice hockey, who love playing ice hockey, have been playing roller hockey. It's, you know, same thing, except there aren't rollerblades.
Yes.
So it's roller hockey night at on the 12th of January at University of Arizona Ice Hockey Night at the TCC. I'm so trying so hard not to say the other words.
That's okay. I mean, so, people know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know. This is really cool. Tohono O'Toole is having they're having lots of events, but two that I think are really cool coming up. The middle of this month going through February is Birding 303. And there's classroom activities and then field trips. And there's four classes between January 15th and February 12th. And they'll teach you how to look for birds, identify birds.
I can identify birds.
Well,
you mean identify specific types of birds?
Specific types of birds.
There's a bird right there.
Also, friend of the show on January 17th at 7 p.m., Adam Block from the University of Arizona Mount Lemmon Sky Center is going to be sharing a lot of his work. He's an astrophotographer, and he's actually won a lot of pictures he's taken. And he's going to show people his work, and he's going to tell them how he actually takes these pictures. So that'll be a lot of fun at Tohono O'Toole. Last thing we talk about is the Tucson Rodeo Parade Museum. the parade's coming up in February, but the museum is now open for tours. And all I got to do is call them up and arrange to have a tour, and you can see all the parade floats, the wagons, the carriages, all the cool stuff that they use for the parades.
Yeah, very, very cool. Lots of history. And last thing before we go
is... I thought you already had that last thing.
Well, you had more, so I'm going to have one more. So there. The U of A College of Science is starting their new lecture series.
Ooh.
Genomics Now. Genomics Now, starting January 30th, are genes the software of life?
So that, if people are not familiar with the program or if they haven't listened to the show in the past, there's several weeks. Is it Mondays now or is it Tuesdays?
Whatever day, January 30th. What day is that?
I don't know. You have a calendar in front of you, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So they have professors from the University of Arizona talking about these topics.
Oh, last it's a Wednesday.
Last year it was on aging.
Right.
And all the different things and things that they're working on. Now it's the genome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, let me give you the rundown. January 30th, are genes the software of life? February 6th, the genesis of the 1918 Spanish influenza pandemic. That doesn't sound too much fun, but could be very interesting. February 13th, genomics and the complexity of life. February 20th, the 9 billion people question. February 27th, epigenetics, why DNA is not our destiny. And then March 6th, genomics tomorrow. So lots of cool stuff going on down at the College of Science.
And if we're lucky, we're going to get somebody on from the college before the program starts to preview it.
Oh, yeah, we'll get lucky because I've already talked to Bob Logan down there, and he said yes.
Yeah, but okay.
But, you know.
Between him saying yes and somebody actually showing up in the studio, that's a big gap.
I'll let him know you said that.
I've said it to his face.
Oh, that's why we don't get anybody.
Yeah, right.
You. All right, so quick break, and we're going to come back with our super downtown guest folks, so stick around here for more of the Jeff Show.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our tapestry of heritage and culture attracts interest from around the world.
While our vibrant community of artists lifts our spirits and sparks our imagination.
Because downtown Tucson is coming to life.
Because you can dress down for the rodeo in the morning and dress up for the theater at night.
Because an army of entrepreneurs and small business owners help fuel our economy.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. We are right in the middle of Medicare open enrollment. So if you need help or your mom and dad need help with their Medicare insurance, whether it's a supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance, 721-4848. We'll be happy to help them. We'll sit down and show them plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield, Health Net, United Healthcare. We pretty much have them all. Give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance, 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for house of light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A house of light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and southern Arizona so gosh darn
wunderbar.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, where you can check out pictures of all of our shenanigans.
That was a shenanigan.
Yeah, and download some old shows. You can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and actually subscribe to the program on iTunes.
Or download it from the website onto your Google phone.
Well, I just said download from the website.
Onto your phone?
Well, you
can download. It's not an iPhone.
Yeah, but you can download it to
every week. We're going to do this, right?
I guess so. you seem
so
to be.
So, Fred, who's our big guest today?
Caitlin Jensen.
Hey, how's it going?
From Tucson Downtown Partnership. Woo-hoo! Is here, and this is, again, all our favorite monthly show because we get to talk about the heart of our community, downtown Tucson.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. It's good to be back, and it's a busy time downtown, let me tell you.
Well, the holiday season was wild.
Wasn't it crazy? It was
beautiful.
Fantastic.
It was great. Tons of activities.
Well, and we were lucky. We partnered with the IBEW to get all those lights up, so the union came out and volunteered and helped us put those holiday lights up that we've been enjoying, so we're incredibly grateful to them. It's a beautiful time of year.
It was gorgeous downtown.
Yeah.
It really was. We went and saw the Dancing in the Streets version of the Nutcracker.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They
That's
were
wonderful. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So, yes.
I got to see Santa at the Tucson Symphony.
Really?
That guy was everywhere.
It was probably one of Santa's little helpers.
He's a big helper, but he was there.
He was in the Parade of Lights. That was a lot of fun. He looked like he was having a good time with Bicus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I actually have to head down to Bicus. I have to work on McCoy's and Alex's bikes.
And who might McCoy and Alec be, Fred?
There's these two kids I know of. They're my little monkey children.
Your children.
Yes. Now, okay, Caitlin, I know that this it's a semi-sore subject, but it's the reality. There's a little delay with the Smart Streetcar on the west side of Congress.
There is. It's still under construction, but of course, all of the businesses over on the west side of Congress are open. They're fantastic businesses.
Yeah, V Thai is open. Phenomenal.
Great Thai food.
Great Thai
Beautiful
food.
Beautiful building, too.
The Perfect Pantry. We've had those folks on, and they have a great little shop there. Cafe Milano, Inateca. Great
Yummy.
Places to go before
Yummy.
You head over to the Fox Theater.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Fox Theater is going to have the Cirque d'Or.
Oh, yeah. On second Saturday.
Week.
It's
yeah,
like
the,
a
what,
Cirque
the 11th, 12th, 13th.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Clint Black's coming in. If you liked him on The Apprentice, you'll love him in person.
Nice. He'll sing more at the Fox, probably.
Yes, he
Let's
will.
Let's hope so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, another great place to go is Honor Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Honor Roll Sushi.
Yeah, they've been on.
And we have a little gift certificate from Honor Roll. So the first person who emails me at fred@fredandjeff.com will get a $25 gift certificate to Honor Roll.
Nice.
So those are the great, great places on the west side of Congress, but there's phenomenal stuff all over downtown.
All over downtown. And let me tell you, downtown is open right now. This is the time to be. If you wait until construction is over, you're missing out. There's so much going on. This Saturday is second Saturday, of course. So packed, packed show. It's going to be so much fun. Over on the Scott Avenue stage, we have Astral Folk, which is an ethno-psychedelic fusion. You can't miss that.
I'm a little of that for me.
Don't know the bar. Afraid about that.
He'll sing for
us. Oh, very good.
That's why I brought him along.
Yeah, nice.
And then Tangelo's The Jits, Alternative Rock, Rap, and Blues. That's J-I-T-S. That sounds like fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Of course, the Fire Truck Adventure Zone is going to be out there. And over on the Cricket Kids lot on Jackson Street, Cinema La Placita is showing Looney Tunes shorts at 6 p.m.
Sweet.
And that's all free. So it's going to be a great night, great family-friendly event. Next month for Second Saturdays, we're back on Congress Street.
Perfect.
So that's for February. I'll be on here. I'll tell you all about it then, but we're really excited. And then please go downtown now. Support those local businesses. They need your support, and they're really, really worth it. They're delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And just to refresh people's memories, because, I mean, V is a friend of mine. We love her. V Thai on West Congress. The Perfect Pantry, which is not a restaurant, but it's a great place to get all your kitchen and household stuff.
All your kitchen household stuff, and then it has everything that you need to throw or attend the best party ever.
Yeah. Cafe Milano, Enoteca, and Honor Roll. Just great places to enjoy the experience downtown.
Before you go to a show.
Exactly.
At the Fox Theater.
I'm going to throw this out here, and I'm guessing that every second Saturday that probably 98% of the stuff going on, family-friendly and free.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's sometimes at the Fox, they charge for some stuff, but they also have free events. But you go down there, you park your car, one of the, four or five structures down there, parking garages.
Yeah, 15,000 parking spaces in downtown Tucson.
And you're in a pedestrian-friendly area and having a great time with the family, and it is just too much fun.
It's too much fun, and there's all kinds of street entertainment. Like you said, pretty much everything is free. FC Tucson is going to be out at Borderlands Brewery doing street soccer. Great for the entire family.
All right, Road Rash.
La Cocina, Brood, Elliot's, all of these great downtown businesses have free entertainment on second Saturdays. It's great for the entire family.
Well, and then Broadway in Tucson kicks off in late February with Memphis. So y'all need to go out there and scope out your favorite restaurants so you can...
Y'all.
Because Memphis, y'all. You know? And you're going to go and scope out your favorite restaurants so then you can go and see Memphis. And I have to tell you, just to give a quick plug to Broadway in Tucson, it is a great season. Not only do they have Memphis, they have Wicked, the Blue Man Group, but the Million Dollar Quartet. Holy mackerel. If you haven't seen that show, you got to see that show. It's fantastic.
We are lucky people living in Tucson, aren't we?
Absolutely true. Absolutely. So, having said all that,
enough
silliness.
Well, if you want to find out more about Second Saturdays, you can visit the Downtown Tucson Partnerships website, which is downtowntucson.org. We have everything on Second Saturdays and the other hundreds of great events in downtown every month.
And cool videos.
Perfect.
And a cool video.
Perfect. All right. And a cool Friend Jeff commercial. Downtown.
We actually hid that.
Yeah, that's wise of you.
Yeah. We have an image to maintain. Sorry about that.
Well, Fred does.
You know. we actually love that commercial. I think it's the favorite thing that we've ever done. It's fun.
So now, tell us who you brought with you today.
I have a great crew with me. A bunch of downtown folks. We have the artistic director of Beowulf Theater, which is over on 6. Michael Fenlinson is here, and it's an honor to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Good.
So, Michael...
I was just going to say, first of all...
Fred is the theater guy, we'll let him start.
That is one of the great theater spaces in the downtown.
It's fantastic. It's got the most comfortable seats in town. I mean, I've been to other theaters. I'm like, oh, I'm a back, but ours are... Because Harkins gave them to us. So we have, like, movie theater seats in our theater, so it's nice.
Yes, and it's just a great, quaint, intimate space, and it's fun.
How many people can you get in the Beowulf?
Just 95.
So it is very, very
intimate.
So
there's not a bad seat in the house, except mine, because I'm in the office. But
Now, give us an idea, Michael, who are you? Where are you from?
I've lived in Tucson for a while, and I started working with Beowulf just a couple of years ago. I kept my day job. I work over at the Resplendent Tucson Museum of Art. So I'm an arts guy downtown, pretty much from north to south. And a couple of years ago, I won a playwriting award with the Arizona Theater Company. And so Beowulf said, hey, you, guy standing in the back, you want to run Beowulf Alley Theater? Sure, why not?
So wait, tell us about this award.
Oh, it was the 2011 Arizona Playwriting Award. They do that for the entire state. So I submitted a play and I won. And, $500.
What was the play?
It was called The Last Red Book, and it was sort of a historical thing about 1913 New York and a murder and, you know, got to keep the action going.
The Last Red Book?
Red, yeah. The color red, yeah.
Sweet.
It was a good time, and ATC did that, so... I moved over to Beowulf, which is sort of like the minor league team of Arizona Theater Company downtown. But we have a fantastic show coming up just tomorrow night called Three Hotels. And the reason I say it's fantastic, aside from the fact that I'm directing it, is I we have two of the best local actors in town, Roberto Gallardo and Susan Arnold. They're both Actors Equity professional actors, and they are local. We're buying local with our talents as well, and they are just they're absolutely fantastic. This moving portrayal of a marriage in disarray, and they are they're just brilliant, and it's. It's nice in our theater because you can really see their faces. I mean, you can really, you really feel like you're part of what's going on there. And I can't speak highly enough about these two actors. It's been a real honor to work with them. And we're lucky that we can afford them because our show was sponsored by this very nice lady named Ruth Barron who is supporting the production. So check it out. Our tickets are pretty inexpensive. $20 for adults, $18 for seniors, military personnel, and teachers, and only $8 for students. So go now, make your fake IDs.
For
once, it's going the other way. Yeah.
Now, is it an adult show, or is it good for kids? Or
it's definitely an adult show. There's a mild amount of swearing in it, but it's not like ear blistering. We did Glengarry Glen Ross before this, and that you don't want to take the little ones to. So
no.
But this was it's more of an adult show. It's got adult themes, I guess.
Yeah, when I read the promo for it on the website, it seemed like it's really germane to what's going on with business issues and.
It is. It has a lot to do with corporate responsibility because this is a couple. They were in the Peace Corps, and then suddenly they get a job. He gets a job selling baby formula in the Third World, and this was written in the early 90s. So that problematic time when they were selling baby formula in Africa where they didn't have potable water, so mothers were cutting it with the water, and it was useless, in fact detrimental. That's something that corporations have to learn, and the character in this not only designed the policy but ends up reverting the policy. So it's kind of interesting to see how their ideals are affecting their marriage and affecting their life. And they also, sadly, they lose a child while they're overseas, and that's definitely had a lot of stress on their family. But very clever, very smart people. John Robin Bates wrote the play. He's an excellent playwright. I just had a show in New York called Other Desert Cities, which I'm sure Arizona Theater Company, you need to do that play.
David.
I'm sure they're going to do it in the next couple of years. So.
All right, so I hate to stop you, but can we come back to the second half of the show, talk more about Beowulf because we've got to take a hard break here at the bottom of the hour.
Absolutely, thank you.
All right, absolutely. So, folks, we got lots and lots and lots to go here on our monthly downtown show. So stick around here on the Fred and Jeff Show. And don't forget, Fred's got that Honor Roll Sushi gift certificate. So send your first one to send an email to Fred at fred@fredjeff.com. When's it? See you in a sec.
Well, I just got out my little red book the minute that you said goodbye.
As Congress Street opens and construction slows down, it's never been easier to enjoy downtown.
With more than 15,000 spaces, it's a breeze to find parking while you're downtown.
You can enjoy everything from world-class cuisine to great casual dining. Take in a show or explore dozens of galleries and museums.
Have a night on the town with the best nightlife around. Shop at amazing stores with unique and fashionable goods in Tucson's downtown.
Fun you won't find anywhere except downtown. Support your locally owned business downtown.
See more at Tucson. See more at
going down on Tucson.org.
See more at downtowntucson.org. What a cheese.
Well, you know, come on.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment environment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my music-toting brother, Jeff.
Yeah, Hendrix, man. Hey, Fred, did you know that Hendrix played at the Iceland Bowl back in the day?
Yes, I did know that.
Knew that because I told you that between the commercial break.
Well, you asked the question, did I know? So the answer is yes.
But you're supposed to be honest and go, no, Jeff, I didn't know that.
But I knew it. You told me.
Okay.
It doesn't matter that it was 30 seconds ago. You still told me. I knew before you asked the question.
How did you know I was going to ask you the question?
I didn't, but I knew the answer.
Okay, so our guest today here on the Fred Jeff Show.
All right, so this is the Fred Jeff Show.
Yes.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, culture, and monkey business. I make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona and listening to this show so gosh darn
wonderful.
Painful.
Painful, come on.
All right, so in studio with us we have the artistic director of Beowulf Alley Theater, Michael Fennelson, correct?
Yep, that's
ooh,
me.
Close enough. Every week I have a challenge. So
I'm the monkey business.
And so we were talking about the hotels, which is the show that's currently playing at Beowulf. We want to talk a little bit about the season.
Well, the next thing we're doing, which we're really extraordinarily proud of, is actually on Monday, January 7th. And it's a show we did 2 years ago in March of 2011, right after the Safeway shooting. And what we did, and I wrote it, what we did is we listened to all the different people around Tucson who were talking about the Safeway shooting afterward. And we were sort of amazed by how much the community came together, how much love and support people were giving one another. So we wanted to somehow represent that. So we wrote a play called Word Clouds, and we put that on that year and then the following year. And last year, just this last January, 2012, Bill Badger and Sally Badger showed up. And Bill's the guy who actually tackled Jerry Lee Loeffner. And he loved the show, and they really thought it was representative of their experience in Tucson. It doesn't have any of the stuff, just the response to it, because it really was an amazing time for our community, the way we came together. And, you know, you always get nervous when a big, you know, former colonel stands up right after a show. You don't know, is he going to tackle me now? Well, how's this going to go? But he was very, very, very nice about it. And Sally was wonderful. And John and Patricia Mesh, who were also survivors, were there. And they're going to come back this Monday, January 7th, and see the show at 7:30. We just do it once, but we're going to be doing it for the benefit of the Tucson homicide survivors.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, what time?
7:30.
And tickets? How much tickets cost?
The tickets are only $10, totally affordable, and there'll be a little conversation afterward and a little mild reception. But it's really, it's an amazing, one of the things we like to do at Beowulf is kind of put the community back into community theater, because we really are sort of a community-based theater. We hire local, all our people are from in town, we try to do original stuff. So we really want to give back, and it's a special night. It was the best. I mean, I've been writing plays for a long time. It was the best night of my life when that happened. The people were just amazing. So I highly recommend it, obviously. But It is something cool to do for the Tucson homicide survivors as well.
Okay, so for those folks out there that don't know, where are you guys?
We are on 11 South 6th Avenue. That's right between Broadway and Congress on 6th. And after 5 o'clock, you can park right across the street from us, right behind the old Chicago Music Store. And, of course, street parking when you can find it is free. And then there's the Pennington lot. There's plenty of places to park.
And Crescent Tobacco is just down the street, so...
Yeah, we're in between the tobacco shop and the tattoo artist, so we're pretty hip.
Two of Fred's favorite.
Yeah, I need some more tattoos this year.
Cool. So, well, it sounds like the Beowulf is the place to be.
Well, we're doing a lot of stuff. After that, we're going to be doing a show called The Bavarian in February, which is a love story since it's, you know, Valentine's Day time. And then we're doing a show called Lysistrata, both at the Tucson Museum of Art and at our theater.
Now, is that the classic play, or is it sort of a modern adaptation?
Well, we've kind of turned it into sort of a vaudeville. So it's goofy guys and pretty girls, and that one is not suitable for young children. So
perfect. Yeah. So where can folks go? Well, yeah, we'll be there. Where can folks go to get all the lineup for the Beowulf Alley Theater?
You can go to beowulfalley.org. And if you have a problem spelling Beowulf, just Google Angelina Jolie and her picture, and Beowulf the movie will show up.
And we'll put a link to it on our website as well.
Yeah, BeowulfAlley.org, and you can at the very top click tickets, and it'll take you right to the show. So
perfect.
So where do you find folks going after the Beowulf to maybe wet their whistle?
Oh well, they're following me just right down to, of course, Club Congress, which is totally the hippest place in town.
What a nice segue that is! What a very nice segue to our next guest. And Fred, this is an old classmate of yours.
Of ours?
Yeah, but he was in your class.
Yeah, well, David Slutz, who, you know, I forget your title. You're the artistic director.
Entertainment director.
Entertainment
call
director.
Me what you want. You
know.
Really?
Club Congress.
Well, we can't do that on the air.
There's a beep button, isn't there?
Beep. All right, David. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you. And what's happening at the old Hotel Congress?
Well, you know, tons of stuff, but specifically coming up is one of our favorite events called Dillinger Days, and it's going to be 18th to 19th of January, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's a lot of fun. We do all sorts of stuff, and if you want me to go on about that, I will.
Let's do this a little bit, because...
Do what a little bit?
Well, go back and talk about the history of Tucson and John Dillinger and Hotel Congress.
Perfect.
Because, you know, that is a little bit of excitement for the people living in the old Pueblo. Back
in our sleepy little town.
Well, you think about it. I mean, we have these little incidences that have happened in our community, and we for many years don't even think about them. But we've actually taken one great incident where the Tucson police and fire department rose to the occasion and did what many other people couldn't do and capture John Dillinger when he was trying to stay out here on the lam back in early January 1934. It's pretty neat. But it was based on the fact all the big things that happened at Hotel Congress, our two largest events happened in that one night. A, we had a big fire, which we lost our third floor. And B, we rounded up the Dillinger gang that night because they happened to be staying at the hotel that night. Curiously, and this is not well known, that they were trying to check out that day to move into a little house on 2nd Street where John Dillinger had already been holed up and the rest of the gang was going to follow. But the gal who was renting the house to him was waxing the floor. Said, "I'm waxing. You got to go back and stay another night at Congress." So off they went. That night was the night of the fire, and that's the night when all the machinations began to capture them all. So pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and the cool thing is every once in a while, Tucson Police Department will pull out Dillinger's Tommy gun.
Right. We often have those at Dillinger Days. I can't remember if we have it scheduled, but I do know the downtown history, the Wells Fargo Museum will be open, and there's a lot of history and a lot of lectures and a lot of tours happening, so you'll get a big dose of neat history and a lot of the items. And I know the fire department's going to come down and bring some stuff down. We now partner with the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation, a great partner. They're the beneficiary of our night event on the 18th, and they're great. They bring a lot of material down, a lot of neat history to the event too. They've added great depth to the event.
Now, are you still doing the reenactments?
Oh, yeah, of course. So I mean, we've been doing these reenactments in one form or another since 1994.
No way.
We used to do them just in the lobby. And this little troupe used to do it in the lobby of the hotel.
It's like John Minks back in the
John day. Minks, right. He was a little punk rock actor, did this thing. It was really great. And the first couple of years were pretty historically accurate. And by 98, 99, I think Hitler and aliens were coming in. It's true. I'm not kidding. I'm a little job. 34, I guess you get away with it. But I remember we sat and the city took over the event for a year or two. Because they saw the value of it, and then of course with budget cuts, it disappeared, and we grabbed it back. But since then, it has grown and grown and become just a really substantial, cool event in the third week of January.
Do you have a date for it?
18th and 19th of January.
So there'll be reenactments both days.
No, we do the reenactments all on the Saturday, and the Friday night we've added a neat speakeasy event, which is a really cool event with live music and dancing and whiskey
bathtub
tasting.
Gin.
What's that?
Bathtub gin.
I'm not saying we're going to be serving the speakeasy. You got to say the password. But it's a really cool event. We started last year and we liked it so much. We're going to do it again this year. Then I'm actually having all this vintage music later in the night with it's called my anti-rock club night. So it's going to be all people doing mid-century music. It's going to be a lot of fun that night.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. And then Saturday's the big day. Everything is free, and there's, like I said, the tours and the lectures and those big reenactments, which take up all of our plaza and into Fifth Avenue, and there's a carnival and food vendors and old-time music. The guy who works at Beowulf, Sheldon Metz, is going to run this old-time music, old-time radio programs between the reenactment. It's a lot of fun, and it's all free.
Well, you bring up a good point, and we got a couple of minutes before we have to take a break. But there is a lot of collaboration between all the downtown community for this event.
Oh, sure. We get a lot of people involved. The Fox is going to be showing movies. I mean, it's up and down the street. And, of course, all the vintage cars. And there's a lot of moving parts. But we've done it a lot so many years now that everyone kind of knows the game. And we can sort of build on that every year and make it just a little better each year, which is a lot of fun.
That's very cool. Okay, we got to take a break, folks. We'll be right back because we want to talk to the beneficiary of your event. The folks from the Tucson, or the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation. So stick around here on Fred Jeff Show.
All right. I'll take this, baby. You don't care for me. I don't care about that. You got a new fool. I'd like to laugh at that. I'm the only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Do you trust your family's home against termite attack with outdated treatment methods? The pest control industry relied on soil treatments for a century. Shouldn't there be a better way in the 21st? At Five Star, we won't treat your home like a medieval castle and build moats filled with chemical around it. We treat every home as an individual, tailoring treatments to your needs. We treat what the termites are after, their food. Our patented foam treatment process is applied to the walls of your home. This protects the treatment from the elements, thus providing a longer-lasting treatment. Five Star, for the serious homeowner. 886-0045. 5starTermite.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. We are right in the middle of Medicare open enrollment. So if you need help or your mom and dad need help with their Medicare insurance, whether it's a supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance, 721-4848. We'll be happy to help them. We'll sit down and show them plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield, Health Net, United Healthcare. We pretty much have them all. Give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance, 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
This is the fastest hour on radio. You know that, Fred?
It is pretty fast.
It's pretty quick.
We bend time here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I mean, when you're talking to great people that are doing great things in our community, time goes quick.
Yeah, it does. And we've been talking downtown, which is the heart of our community. Talking about Beowulf Alley Theater, Dillinger Days down at Hotel Congress. And right now we still have with us David Slutz, who is the entertainment director at Hotel Congress.
Artistic manager.
I have a piece of paper. Why don't I use it?
A teacher asked that question, Fred.
Yeah, they used to.
Many a professor as well.
So, yeah, you show up to class, Fred. It looks like you're taking notes.
Exactly. So, David, Dillinger Days coming up in 2 weekends.
That's right.
And earlier you said that all of the proceeds that you guys raise.
Well, to be clear, we have this giant free day. I mean, it's all free. However, we do have actually two events that we've kind of added, one new this year and one we added last year that have a cover. And what I do want to mention this really neat turn of the century. It's called the Brothers Macabre Magic Performance. And it is an amazing thing. It's going to be tied in with the history, and they're going to be happening right on Saturday after the big free day. And it costs $10, but it's a terrific, terrific show.
And where's the show?
In the Club Congress.
Okay.
It's seated. It's great. They have a wonderful, neat magic and mind reading, and it's all turn of the century. Very cool thing. Ties in very nicely. But the night before, we've started this event called the Speakeasy Event with all this entertainment. And that's a cover to get in, but it raises a lot of money for our terrific partner, the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation. We have Mike here with us, and I'd like him to say a few words about that, if possible.
Yeah.
Well, Michael is an old friend of the show, Mike McKendrick, retired chief from the city of Tucson, and now he's the chief bottle washer over at the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation.
Thank you. It's good to be back with Brothers Ronstadt. And besides chairman of the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation, it does include custodian, bottle washer, schlepper, all those things involved, because we are all volunteers. But it's good to be back and partner again with Hotel Congress. Being able to be downtown where there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of cranes up in the air, but yet you can still get to where you want to be. The partnership with Hotel Congress for Dillinger Days supports one of the initiatives of the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation.
And that is what? What's that initiative?
Before we get into the initiative, talk about the Fire Foundation, what it is, what it does.
Well, the Fire Foundation is a 501c3 public charity put in place to, as we say, take care of those who take care of us, and that's our firefighters. There's a niche that's getting bigger and bigger where in between what the labor groups that represent their firefighters can do and what government can do for their firefighters. And some of it has to do with health and wellness, mental health and wellness, and cultural aspects of the fire service. And the Fire Foundation's in place to help fill that niche, and we rely on the public through donations or through corporate sponsorships to help us take care of those who take care of us. And this event is focused on one of the cultural aspects, and the tie to the Hotel Congress is the Fire Foundation is restoring a 1923 American LaFrance fire engine. Coincidentally, it's a fire engine that was fighting the fire at Hotel Congress when John Dillinger and his gang were pushed out, and then ultimately caught by the Tucson Police Department without a shot being fired. So that's a piece of culture, of the Tucson culture, the fire engine, Dillinger Days, Hotel Congress, and we're really happy to be involved with Hotel Congress, partnering with them, and you know they're helping us out with some funds.
And Mike, what's the initiative you were talking about that this is supporting?
Well, this initiative relative to the cultural aspect of the fire service in Tucson, and it's restoring that 1923 American LaFrance fire engine.
So this is the actual engine that was fighting the fire when Dillinger crawled out the window?
Yes, and we have photos. Hotel Congress has a book which has the picture, you know, the dated photo of the fire engine fighting the fire. The book is for sale at Hotel Congress, but it's a compendium of research that the foundation's volunteer development director Patty Valance put together, And it has photos, a history of Dillinger, some anecdotal things such as when Dillinger was captured, he made one last attempt to get away. The police officer pulled his gun and said, "Reach for the moon, or I'll cut you in two." Dillinger obeyed, muttering, "Well, I'll be damned." So that gives you the tone for the book, because Dillinger.
Andy Griffith got the Sheriff of Mayberry.
Yeah.
Caught Dillinger.
Anyhow, Mike.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on there? So that book that you're reading that out of?
Andy Taylor, I'm sorry.
There you go, Fred. Well, it still was a bad joke. So anyhow, that book that you have there, what's that book called?
It's just called Dillinger, and it's really not a big published document, but there's a limited number of them available through Hotel Congress, and it's called Dillinger, and it's a compendium of research on John Dillinger, his life, where he grew up, some of the aspects of what he allegedly did, how he was captured, how he died. And there's an alleged picture of him in the morgue.
Is everything alleged in that book?
I think the lawyers would like me to.
Are you a cop or a firefighter?
The lawyers would like me to keep saying that.
Come on. So that book's available at Club Congress, and the proceeds for that go to.
It's allegedly available at the front desk.
And the proceeds go to the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation.
Indirectly, yes, they have. We Hotel Congress purchased the books from the Fire Foundation, so it does benefit. Did or does benefit the Fire Foundation and the Restoration Initiative.
It's a very cool book. Very cool book. So not only are you guys doing great things for the community, where people can have activities, come down with their kids, have a lot of fun, but you're raising money for a great organization like the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation. Good for you guys, David.
That's our mission down there. Let's have a lot of fun and do the right thing. And also, we are going to build the largest pinata in Guinness Book Record this next spring. So keep that in mind.
Wait a minute.
I'll just throw that in there as a little.
How big does the largest pinata have to be?
Pretty big. Yeah,
how big is big? Come on.
It's going to be from cone to cone about 25 feet.
Holy mackerel.
Oh, I know that's a bit of a non sequitur, but I thought I'd give you a little nibble later.
No, because we have time, I actually want to talk a little bit about Hotel Congress and the stuff coming up down the line, because it is a historic centerpiece for our downtown. And I don't know if you could lay out some of the history of, aside from the big Dillinger.
Well, I mean, since it's been there since 1919, and it's still an active, vibrant business. And you look at all the other wonderful hotels that have come and gone, including the Santa Rita and Pioneer. Here's the Hotel Congress that still has bedrooms, and it's just a very vital, living entity. We have, like I said, over 300 events a year. We just do so much there. The restaurant's terrific. There's so much action and activity, and we're so embedded in sort of the epicenter of the culture of Tucson. We take that very responsible. I mean, we take a lot of pride, and we're very responsible about doing our job that way. So I have the best job in town because I'm right there, and I get to make up all this crazy stuff and have a lot of fun with it.
How'd you come up with the pinata deal?
Well, we had the largest disco ball in North America for New Year's, and we realized, hey, we can make a pinata out of that.
And all the cranes downtown also are helping out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a giant crane.
So once you make this giant pinata, do we get to try to bust it open?
That's it. We're figuring it out. I think we're probably going to get some kid to be able to have it leverage a giant bat, and we can fill it up with pounds and pounds of candy. Make some room, of course, so no one gets killed by candy, and do the whole thing. That's going to be part of our Cinco de Mayo Agave Fest celebration.
But very nice.
The Guinness Book is being contacted right now, and it's a very Tucson thing to have a Guinness record in Tucson, right?
I wonder if we have any other Guinness records here in Tucson.
Wasn't there something about you down in Mexico?
No, that was in Mexico, not in Tucson.
Oh, a Tucsonan.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, that's awesome. Good for you guys. I mean, what you guys are doing is outstanding. We appreciate all the hard work you put into it.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, and Mike, the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation, I think the one thing we didn't talk about is it's not just for Tucson firefighters, it's for all the firefighters in the community, right?
Exactly. Our constituency is about 1,700 firefighters. We like to go mountain range to mountain range for geographical purposes, and we try to meet all the firefighters' needs, again, health and wellness, mental health and wellness, and the cultural aspects of it. The events at Hotel Congress are great. The Friday night event is where the fundraiser for the foundation is really coming from. The speakeasy event, it's fun, adult-oriented, and then the family-oriented event, it's free on Saturday, and it's like a fair, a street fair.
And if anybody wants to get involved, donate, do anything for the foundation, where would you send them? What's your website that they can get some more information?
www.TucsonFireFoundation.org, O-R-G, and it links you a number of places. We like to do a lot of novel activities like a speakeasy or Dillinger Days. We're doing a poker run in May, a repeat from last year. And there's a children's book out there too and Patty Valance, the author, has been on your show. And you can catch the children's book at www.borntowearblue.org. And those are all fundraisers for foundation initiatives.
Awesome. Awesome.
So we have Caitlin back in front of the microphone.
Hello again.
And so, you know, we have just so much. I mean, this is the brand new year, 2013. Lots of stuff going on downtown. Preview some of the things that are going to be happening, because I know that there's some.
What have we just been doing for the last hour, Fred?
There's so much.
There's some restaurants opening up that are coming up. There, you know, some businesses. I mean, there's stuff going on downtown.
Urban Fresh, really great place, just opened up over on Pennington. It's smoothies, really healthy stuff. I had one of their smoothies for lunch today. Delicious. So good. Let me tell you. Oh, it's the best way to be healthy. Thunder Canyon, their downtown location, only the second one, but Thunder Canyon Brewery is downtown now.
Oh, yeah. Who's
Very
that other
exciting.
Brewery down there that I just read a big article in the paper about that?
Which one? Borderlands. They're doing a huge renovation. Yeah. They have only been around about a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
You know, buddy Dennis Arnold down at Barrio?
Dennis over at Barrio. Borderlands is reopening anytime now. They have newer kegs, bigger kegs, so they have more beer. They're making more beer.
That's awesome.
They're making more beer. They've heard your request.
You know, that's a great way to end the show today. We are making more beer downtown. and guys, thanks for everything you do, because we have less than a minute left, Fred.
Yeah, but the irony is, you know, downtown there was a beer garden.